Devanarottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Yes, yes, D. It's not here. Yes, yes, D. What is? Okay. Huh? 128. Is that Bhagavad Gita for everybody? More Bhagavad Gita is for everybody. Om Namo Bhagavate. This is strange. Yes, yasti bhagavati bhakti akinchan. Well, it says it's here. It says in the index of verses quoted, it says 128. But 128 is not there. Oh, that's a page. Wait a second. Yeah, okay. So Bhagavad Gita 128. Do the small ones have it? Maybe. Bhagavad Gita 128. Yeah? Is there a purport? There's Bhagavad Gita, Yashyasti Bhakti and Bhagavad Gita Kenshin. Is it there also? Yashyasti. In the purport? Okay, you can use this one. Because it's also in Nectar of Instruction. Yeah? That's strange. Not there. Huh? Okay. Okay, it's also in Nectar of Instruction. Somewhere. So we're going to do a seminar on the Prayers by Prahlad Maharaj from the fifth canto. And it doesn't give the okay, I know what it is. Okay. Shrimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. Canto 5, chapter 18. The residents of Jambadweep offer prayers. Okay, so in the fourth canto, or fifth canto, what's happening? Of Maharaj Bharata, he's become a deer. You know, and he becomes Jabbarat. Then he meets Maharaj Rahugana, and he's preaching to him, and he's describing the whole universe, how it's organized, different places like that, cosmology. It occurs again and again in the Bhagavatam, you know, you can understand. Yes, even in our modern life, as soon as little children, they go to school first and they start learning about, they learn colors, and they learn different things like that, and they, you know, geography and science, atoms, molecules, all these things. So this is always a natural concern of civilized human beings, how things are working. So in the Bhagavatam it's described many times, but here it's given, you know, much more, you know, it's the word advanced perspective. Bhagavatam is not mythology, this is how things work. So there's Jambadweep, which is one of the descriptions of part of the universe, and says then on text number, what is it, 7? Text number 7 of this chapter. Hari Varshe Chapi Bhagavan Narahari Rupenasate Tadrupa Grahanam Nimita Uttara Bhidasye. Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, Lord Nrisingadev resides in the tract of land known as Harivarsha. So in other Varshas, Ramachandra is worshipped. Other Varshas, Kamadeva is worshipped, like that. Jamadupa is divided into varshas. And so in a Hari Varsha, Prahlad Maharaj is always worshipping Lord Nrisimhadeva. And so there's about seven prayers like that. And this one, number 1812, is very famous. It's in Bhagavad Gita, it's in Nectar of Instruction, and it's here. And he says, Peach to Peach, Yajyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarvair gunais tatra samasate sura harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Mano ratena asati davato bahi yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahad guna. Mano ratena sati davato bahi. Okay. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavate akinchana. Sarvai gunai statra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mutai gunad madoretena sati dhavato bahi. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Vai gunayastatra samasate sura. Arava bhaktasya kuto vadorganad. Manoratinasati vavato dahi. 128? It's not in the purport. 128 purport. Yeah. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavate akinchana. Sarvair gunas tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahaguna manoratena sati davaho bahi. So this is a very famous verse, and I think you could do a seminar next few days on these prayers by Prahlad Maharaj from the fifth canto. Prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva. And this verse number is very easy to remember if you're an American. If you're not American. Because there was the Revolutionary War, and the Americans attained independence from the British. Like that. Sorry. Yeah. Of course, it was basically Germans obtaining independence from the British, in America. But anyway, they did it. And then next big conflict was 1812, the War of 1812, which again was with the British. And the British were trying to, assert their domination, even conquer part of the United States again, instead of war like that. So this is verse number 1812. 5-18-12. But the actual prayers start on 5:18:6, And that's where it introduces it. It says in Hari Varsha, Prahlad Maharaj worships Narasimhadev. And later on we'll have Ilavita Varsha, where Hanuman is worshiping Ramachandra. Another place, Lakshmi is worshiping Kamadev. So different varshas in Jambudvip, different things are going on like that. Yeah. So this verse is very nice. It's very important. It's quoted in the Upadeshamrita. It's also quoted. This Bhagavad Gita is quoted like that. And translation. What is translation? Let's look at the Sanskrit. So you can figure it out there. Okay. Yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. So if there's bhakti, if there's worship for Bhagavan, who is like free from all material attachments, or those who are all free from material attachments, yeah, I guess akinchana bhakti. If there's pure devotional service for Bhagavan, right? Then what happens? Sarvayar gunais tatra samasate sura. All the good qualities, you know, sarva, good, all, guna, qualities, samasate sura, of the demigods, they automatically develop like that. Yeah? So another one is taror mula nishchanena, yata taror mula nishchanena. Chena, not Chapyanti. Yeah, Chapyanti, Skanda, Bujopa, Sakaha, Pranoharach, Pranoharach, Tata, Tada, Indriyanam. That's the last one. But basically, it's a little verse all the time that if you put water on the root of the tree, then automatically all the branches and leaves are automatically satisfied. You have to go, I'm going to water each flower like that, each leaf. In the same way, if you supply food to the stomach, then all the senses become satisfied like that. And in the same way, if all the demigods, sarvarhanam, are automatically worshipped, if you worship achuta, achuteja. So very similar verses, you know. This is all, everybody's satisfied just by worship of Krishna. And here, it's describing all these good qualities develop. You know, patience, fine discrimination, peacefulness, freedom from anger, determination, bravery, like that. You know, good sense of humor. It automatically develops all the good qualities of the demigods if one is engaged in a kinchana bhakti, like that. Other hand, what's the other one here? Harav. Yeah, harav, without, stolen. What does harav mean? Yeah, somewhere harav. That's what it's harav. Unto hari. Harav abhaktasya. Right? But if there's no bhakti for hari, where? Kutaha. Where are we going to find any good quality in such a person like that? People may appear to have good qualities, but actually, what is it? Mano rata sena. The chariot of the mind. Rata, chariot. Mano, the mind. Yeah. Davati bahi. So he's actually floating on the chariot of the mind, and therefore he's ultimately going to be conducted by the external activities like that. So when the modes are good, you know, he's a very good person, very friendly, very generous. But when something else happens, he becomes very angry. You know, he can kill his own family like that. He's changed like that. You see people like that. They just change in the circumstances like that. Because a devotee, a philosopher, can tell that this is not his qualities. These are the qualities being manifest by the material nature. Bhagavad Gita tells us, in reverse. Prakriti. Yeah, same thing. And if you look in, you know, world classical literature, for our Neos, you look in these different books by all around the world, people appreciate this. These qualities are all being carried out. You know, the famous Chinese phrase, those who know do not speak. Those who speak do not know. Yeah, he thinks he's saying so much, but actually it's all just coming out as the product of his association. What we've heard is just coming out. So, but if we have bhakti for Krishna, Krishna is transcendental. Right? Sagunan samaticha itan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. No, that's also similar, yeah. Davi is a gunamai. Okay. api chet no mam charo bhi acharina bhakti yogena sevita saguna samati. So many things. Actually, you haven't got to learn that much. And if you look at the actual, knowledge in the Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, so many things, basic ideas are repeated again and again, like that. But it's just like you see it from different angles like that, And you begin to really know it. Like that. So here it just says, all the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, the person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a person? Again, in specific cases, I know somebody was in high school, and then her father had died when she was maybe 15 years old or something, and her mother and her sister, I think, were living like that, trying to maintain themselves, and mother had gone back to school, studying English. What happened was her father was actually quite prosperous, But he died in the hospital, and then they were thinking, something. They went back, and her uncle, his brother, had gone back to the office and taken all the stock certificates, stolen them. He had a business together, but he knew they were there. When he got there, they were all gone like that. And he just was carried away by this lust, greed, like that, and stuff. Even though my brother's wife and daughters, he just became obsessed. Well, they'll inherit something, So see, the mind develops all these things. Well, he owes me this, he did that, he did this, did that, she did that. They said, the mind, because there's all these reasons. We just, we become trapped. It's amazing. They were amazed, too. He just changed completely. And, of course, after that, we never had any relationship with him like that, And so this is, we do it any moment, because we're floating on the mind. People like this, you can change like that. Somebody's maintaining his family, he's everybody else like that, but then suddenly, comes the exact opposite. Prabhupada says that even tigers, they take care of their babies like that. But he says everybody knows that tigers also eat their babies. So it says they become carried away by something, So it's a very good verse. And the idea is, again, that we should try and develop pure devotional service. See what Prabhupada's purport says here. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Mamai vangsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasas tanindriyani stani karshati prakriti. Prakriti, stani, karshati. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's understandable. The living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts, angsa. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, Prabhupada says. And therefore, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna. In a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam. As you listen to Bhakti Baba. That's strange. One's heart becomes purified and immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is a description of some of the qualities of a devotee. For example, it's described there, Sri Pandita Haridas is described as being well-behaved. Now you can examine yourself here now, See if you have these qualities or not. Examine Gopi. See if you have qualities or not. Is she well-behaved? Tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, grave. Yeah. Does she speak very sweetly? Are her endeavors very pleasing? Okay. Is she always patient, respectful to everyone, working for everyone's benefit? Is her mind free from duplicity? And is she completely devoid of malicious activity? If you're finding this in a child, it's very unusual. But as children, we're born like animals. We have all these natural qualities like that. Yeah. So there's some children have these. They're very amazing like that. Varieties. These are all original qualities of Krishna. Yeah. And when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Ah. Krishnadas Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. He's very kind to everyone. He does not make anyone his enemy. He is truthful. He is equal to everyone. No one can find any faults in him. He is magnanimous. He is mild. He is always clean. He is without possessions. He works for everyone's benefit. He is very peaceful. He is always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desires. He is very meek. He is steady. He controls his senses. He does not eat more than required. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. He offers respects to everyone. He does not desire any respect for himself. He is very grave. He is merciful. He is friendly. He is poetic. He is expert. He is silent. Well, some of these are overlapping like that. Probably when you translate them from the Sanskrit or Bengali into modern English, you lose something like that. For example, maybe here, maybe in Idaho, people might know what the word chastity means like that. Surveying the university, it's not the university, it's in the elementary schools, and it was like nine times more common for girls to know what the word contraceptive meant than the word chastity. In fact, that's what our culture becomes so disgusting, so gross, sensuous. So now chastity, that's another one, piety, my God, the slightest idea what that word means. Even the Mormons may have a hard time with that one. That's why it's nice to live in Idaho, because the Mormon influence is actually a lot of religious activity like that. Other places, varies. One of our students, Tulsidas, he was working for the school system, and the California Teachers Association published a book, right? It had an analysis of all the schools in California. One of the things analyzed was how much of the time was spent in discipline and how much of the time was spent in education. In some of the inner city schools, it was like 80% of the time was discipline, keeping the kids under control, And then only 20%, was actually education. In the more affluent areas and places like that, it was like the discipline was down to like maybe like 7% or something like that. In the inner city schools, what is it? It gets everybody in the assembly area, show a movie, keep controls. That was their idea of, basically like a daycare center. And you have metal detectors when you go in to make sure the students haven't got guns and knives. It's really, in California, not as bad, but yeah. In some places like Los Angeles, these areas are tough, And places like Chicago and New York, it's very bad. Little kids go to school in bulletproof vests, literally, because they just get shot, People driving by and stuff like that. Maybe not physical violence, but then wine coolers. This is carbonated wine. It's very common in the United States for children to start drinking this by 12 years old, like that, associated with other boys and girls. Again, there's different schools, levels like that. And they tried we're going to bus some of the kids from the low class areas to high class areas like that. They could force them to take a certain number of those, have people raise their standard. But the result was it dropped the standard of the other kids. All these higher class kids started, smoking marijuana and drinking wine, having illicit sexual relations. It was interesting. Because tamaguna is more powerful. In the present situation like that, tendency is to go down. So cultivating the mode of goodness is difficult. But the point is that even if hasn't developed these by his service, he can appreciate them like that. From a subtle, a deep aspect, not just superficially, you can appreciate the quality like as a personal quality. And then it's easier to cultivate it, right? You haven't got it coming out, but it's starting to sprout. If you know what it is, this is a mango. Okay, it's not a weed. Okay, now then you can cultivate it. Yeah? So devotees can cultivate these qualities like that. You should do that and help them grow. You know? Basically, the idea is Bhagavad Gita says the same thing. We should be fully engaged in chanting Hare Krishna. But if you can't do that all the time, then engage in karma yoga like that. Cultivate things directly from your karma. Prabhupada says the same thing in Bombay. He said, come to our temple. He's talking to his college students. Live here. Engage in hearing and chatting all the time like that. Don't worry. We will supply the prasad. He said, but you cannot do it. No, because Arjuna couldn't do it. He's the example. So he said, okay, there, do what you can do for Krishna. Nicely. Not dog hard. So Arjuna would be doing a dog hard. But he said, no, Arjuna's karma was, what he could do for Krishna was fight. Right? He could protect damsels in distress. Okay? He could establish justice. You know, he had the motivation. He was motivated by helping people, by helping girls who had problems. You know, sir, help me. Okay, don't worry. Stand back. I'll take care of these 7 bad dogs. Yeah, you want to run for your life. I'll save you. That's a kshatriya. They want everybody to do what they say. They want to control everybody. But if you surrender to them, then they'll give their life for you. So they're very generous, very controlling, and very generous. It's real kshatriya. I can understand it. Okay. So the guy wants to control everything, but he's very generous. Explanation. I'm not giving this. I can't keep it. So, you know, listen to qualities like that. And many times you find the Bhagavatam, one verse, it's meant to go with other verses. You know? It's probably translated at one time. So, for example, like there's one section where Prabhupada mentions Hare Krishna Rama, like about 4 or 5 verses. It doesn't occur before that or after that. You can see he was translating one night, you know, and he was thinking about something. So many times the verses are like a consistency. Like he says in the next verse, we'll see this and that. You know? And I have a suspicion that Prabhupada's translating this with prayers by Prahlad Maharaj. He probably took it as one, you know, one thing like that. And so this is very nice, you know, sankirtan. You know, probably make photocopies today or something. Tomorrow we're going to have all these. Even in Peru, have seminars, especially the university here. You know, things like that you can advertise or whatever, and have like a seminar focused on one topic, give it some kind of exotic name. And you study it yourself, you learn it. That's why universities exist. Why do universities exist? No. So teachers can learn. Shravanam Kirtanam. As soon as you explain it, then you really got to understand it. All of our Bhakti Shastri students who are teaching now, they say, yeah, it's a fact. Wow, this is twice as hard to teach this as it was to learn it. Because now you've really got to know it. You'll explain it like that. You know? So, you know, this is a very nice process, taking these things and printing them in a separate little pamphlet. You know, and then have a workshop seminar, you know, because there are complete ideas here. Okay. Somebody can make some photocopies. Maybe photocopies of your work. Yeah. They don't allow you to make photocopies of work. Oh, okay. Hewlett Packard is very smart. Maybe not now, but before it was. And they say, we know that many of our members want to make photocopies for their church and their community and things like that, you know. So we think this is also a good idea because we can't control it, you know. Anyway, but please limit your number of copies too. You know, they gave some kind of like quantity per week. Otherwise, it starts to be a problem with the company. And then and they didn't say it directly, but it'll cut into your salary. like that. But it was very, very nicely worded. And you can see when people would probably agree to that. Okay, yeah, because it's for my benefit too. I won't make more than, I think it's said like 50 copies a week or something like that. And so anyway, that's your package policy. Right? So, yeah. But they make copies in Hari Varsha Chape. And then we can make a few copies. What happens is you already have that you can keep. What happens next is that in Peru, Let me do it so that it can be bound like that. And then you just put it in your notebook. And then after a while, you have different seminars, workshops, symposiums, and you can use them. Maybe some notes, commentary notes like that. And if not, you can also just give it to somebody. You can just leave it in the laundromat. Put it in the back of the airplane pocket. So, I know it's, when you're on the airplane, you're bored to death. You use it like that. Even if you brought something along with you, because after about 4 hours flying to India, it's like a little more difficult there. But I remember one time I opened up, there was a book there, and I read the whole thing like that. It was some stupid science fiction novel. You know? But, you know, it's the same way. There's so many ways you can just start distributing the literature like that. And it hasn't got to be just the BBT books. BBT even says, they say, please, you know, up to 10% of our books can be copied like that, as long as it's not for any commercial reason like that. You know? There's so much opportunity. It's the whole thing. You hear this, you hear it, and you like it. You're like, this is nice. You know, these qualities are here like that. And you don't think about these things in the modern school system. No education in these things. There used to be. Every Indian, I'm sure. You learn your language. Same time, they have little lessons about this and that. So you look at the older American school books, even not even older. It was just like, now even just like 15 years ago, you're doing a money program, having a puppet show. You did one school, and they had like, it was in, you know, Nebraska or something. Still, they had these like little moral lessons were part of the language learning. But here on the West Coast, United States, California, de-ethicized. Yeah. Yeah. Tom runs quick run, Tom. Anyway, all that kind of stuff. Everybody's dying, you know, like that. Yeah. So, and then by other things, general qualities. Then after that, one has to acquire the qualities of varnashram according to one's specific situation and varnashram structure. That's what I'll explain in my Bhishma days. Kshatriyas have to be, again, you know, brave, clever, resourceful, like that. Have enough Vedic knowledge to be able to apply it, to distinguish who's who. Although they can't be brahmanas, they can distinguish who's a brahmana, and they can, you know, generally speaking, they can put them, and you're not acting properly. You've got to correct yourself, sir. And then the brahmanas are supposed to control their sexual relations, even in marriage, celibacy, like that, and then study the Vedas while they're brahmanas. And the Vaishyas should be prosperous, give charity, like that, know how to increase the production of grains. And the Shudras should be qualified to take instructions from other people and engage in their craft or their ability, like that, and technical ability, like that. So you acquire individual qualities. And ladies, chastity, shyness, quality like that, you know, very natural. But then also too, Vaishya ladies, Kshatri ladies, Brahmana ladies. Like that. So if you hear more and more about varnashram, you become very happy. You know, the situation, yeah, this is my position. And now there's no limit. Konstantin Stanislavski, the father of the Russian theater, probably the most famous theater theorist in the world, modern world. He said, in the play, there are no small parts. Just small acts. Like, for example, one time there's a play, there's a king, he's on his throne, there's two guards standing there with spears guarding him, and some people come in and talk to them, he says something, they go out. That's the scene. You know? And the guys just stand there. You say, oh, I got a small part, I just got to stand there with a spear, like that, for 10 minutes, so a small part. You know? No. He'd have them write like a 2-page biography, a five-page biography of that character. I'm like, whole life, everything else like that, you know, in terms of the drama and everything else like that at the time. So the actor would be standing there with a, you know, whole, you know, 5-page biography of who he was. For example, it may not at all appear in the drama, but it happened that just three days before, he'd been a guard there maybe like for 7 years, nothing had ever happened, you know. But 3 days before, some people came in and they actually were assassins, and he jumped up to try and stab the king. And he was able to save the king just by, you know, one millimeter. He got his spear down on time and saved the king's life like that. You know? And he got cut because during the fight like that. So it's different than when you're standing there 3 days later with your spear watching people come in like that. And you almost didn't save the king's life 3 days before. So now you're sitting there and you're watching everybody like that, you know. Yeah, that's a whole difference. And so when the other actors come in, you know, the guys are, you know, it's a whole scene like that. And that's how the drama becomes, this is Vibhava. And the drama becomes so intense, because it's not just guys standing like pieces of wood, like, you know, okay, 7 minutes, I got to stand here. You know? No, they're alive. They're a part of the whole scene. If you move your arm too quick, the guy's like, you kind of like, the spirit comes a little forward, you're a little too close, and he's standing like, changes his posture a little bit, you know. Wow. This is a whole thing. And the drama, life, doesn't matter if you're a little girl or a housewife or retired, you know, or if you're a big businessman going out in the world, pretty hard. Everybody, any position, you can do the greatest things, you know, for society like that. Yeah? And so this is why developing these qualities internally, and then they start to manifest. Yeah? And it probably says even if 15% of the people in the world become devotees and develop these qualities, the whole world will be changed. Right? Everybody else, you see people that fight, somebody says something and somebody else becomes mad and they say something, and all those things are developing where you work or your community, your family. But if one person is kind of sane, says, well, okay, this and that, then everybody else, they don't, you know, go off like that, right? If I fill this room full of rolled up pieces of newspaper to the ceiling like that, right? It's okay. But if I have one match like that, you know, I get the whole building burned to pieces. Yeah? Other way, the opposite, one devotee who just in all these qualities and the modes of material nature don't react. You know? So, we've got to become good devotees. And to the extent that we aren't like, you know, fully engaged, and try and cultivate these qualities. Somebody says something harsh to you, take a deep breath, try and respond intelligently. So, any comments, complaints, art? Be quick. Sell her pictures. Good work. In Peru and also Mexico, we had art exhibitions with children and adults. And we took the pictures and then made color photocopies, maybe like 7, 8, 10, 12, right? And then bound them like that, you know, stuff like that. So it's a little expensive, like $1 a copy. It's a little cheaper. You know? But some of them like that, you can actually make a nice book. You know? And then, you know, some people want it, so you can distribute it. Or you can keep them then. You know, for it's like a library, you know, children's art like that, and stuff with mirrors and stuff like that. It looks very nice, you know, colorful, like that, copies. Yeah. Why don't you just scan them? You know, scan them like that and have them on the web page. You know. Try to get it out, get the message out. Yeah. Different churches, right? Competing, different churches competing with their web pages. You know. Virtual Mandir. You can do an Arctic, you can put, you know, PayPal. Puri. Yeah, Jagannath Puri or something, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, people, different things, mystical powers, everything else. It's just, you know, really, that's the whole thing. A devotee adapts to the environment. You know? Marshall McLuhan, 5,000 years ago. His mind was a child, big media expert. But he predicted all this. He said, because of electronic information, people will start to live in an electronic village. Because of telephone, fax, all these things, you start to sort your village, but it's not physical anymore. Not the people next door. Now it's on the telephone and stuff like that, and what's happening and everything else like that. Okay. You see, you know, you really appreciate. Someone else never doesn't appreciate it. It's amazing how gross people are. You know? I mean, my sannyasi traveling, I've been seeing many very big people. Not often, but sometimes. Like one time we were invited to the ambassador of India in Venezuela, and the chancellor of India was there. We almost got our Manipuri program to talk to him. But they're all serving whiskey to everybody. I was standing by Dundon. I was like, trying to be detached or whatever. But everybody else, it was everybody was drinking whiskey. And one guy is talking to one guy, and he was the minister of petroleum for Venezuela. He graduated from Stanford. They're very big, big people, But really, honestly, they didn't have that much intelligence or anything else. It was all because of their karma. They'd done something before which was propelling them into this situation. And, nobody could stop them, even they're stupid and everything else. This is their karma to get this position. Yeah? So you begin, as a devotee, you begin to appreciate, these qualities exist, and they're important. Yeah? And this is what really makes elevated people somehow manifest these things, whether it's their nature or not. Whereas other people, if you see the God, they just have no idea about these things. They don't appreciate these qualities. Like beasts, get the job done. That's it. Turn out the product. One guy, a devotee, was looking for a farmer. It was actually before he was a devotee. And it was broccoli or something, And they were going to harvest the broccoli within 3 or 4 days. And so he told him to spray all this pesticide on it And looking at it, it said, do not use for a minimum of 10 days before harvest. And he showed it to the guy, and they said, we shouldn't use this because we're going to be harvesting in 5 days. He said, you know, for 10 days. And the guy said, we're not going to eat that broccoli. So anyway, stuff you buy in the store. It's just like, these farmers aren't all that ethical. The guy just wanted to be sure that the product got to the store looking good and everything else like that. And, wow. That's actually offensive, right? Nectar of devotion. To offer grains cooked by non-devotees, not cooked, grown by non-devotees to the deities. Yeah. Personally, I think it's a very good project for all vanaprastha communities to buy their own agricultural land. Right? Not to root everybody. Everybody. Yeah, for example, something that doesn't require a lot of maintenance is fruit trees. Rick Caton, this guy's farm, Brody, his wife's a Brody, he's a Brody guy too. He had some land they bought up in the hills in Nevada. And he was just cutting down the extra bracken and stuff on the farm, and he came to this apple tree that had been there, it looked like about 25 years, It was all covered with apples, but it was all covered by these bushes, So the fruit trees, even if you go years sometimes, they hang in there, they do okay. Yeah. And other than that, if you're going out every week or 2 weeks or weekly and stuff, taking care of them and stuff, they produce so much, nice fruits and everything else like that. A variety. And flowers. When you go to vanaprastha, it's a nice thing. They're very nice. A nice preaching. Yeah. Everybody goes there on the weekend, gradually develop a, Boise's closer to the environment here. It's not so bad, But in the cities, wow. It's just, if you can get out for the weekend and go get some fresh air and everything else, whew, that's a difference. Friday afternoon, you quit, take off at noontime, pack up your family, you get there before the evening rush, open up your country house there. And of course, the kids are going nuts to meet all their friends, to go play with the pony. I got the kids. The tree house, okay. So even the parents don't want to go, the kids are dragging them because they want to go and play with the pony and play in the tree house and swim and run, everything else. And so you see healthy, fresh air, other kids. And then all day, and Sunday, in the afternoon, okay, after lunch, come back. Well, very, very attractive program like that. Nice atmosphere. I think rural development, nice program for vanaprastha, like that. And then fruit trees, apple trees, cherry. You go here, cherries grow. Yeah? No? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you know, white people. Well, it's the whole thing, and you start discovering the ways to deal with this, like that. For example, you can cover the whole field with a mesh, like that, and the birds only get the stuff on the outside, Or the squirrels, you can put ring around the bottom of the tree, like that, at the collar. The squirrel. Forget it. They can't get up there. Yeah, there. A lot of simple techniques. And a lot of it deals with the supplying what they need. You know, can you give the squirrels enough? Yeah, enough. There's certain actually scientifically figured out. The squirrels are going to eat this much, you know. And so you plant so many trees, and then you figure out different things. Okay, the squirrels. Yeah. Yeah. And what, for example, moles. Moles that go underground. These guys that go underground eat your roots and stuff like that. There are many ways to deal with them. Modern farmers, you put these things in the ground, fire it, and it shoots poison in the ground. But cancer and everything else is very common amongst these farmers who use these things because the poison is so intense. Or to speak of the ground. You know. Moles like so many roots, but they hate marigold roots. You know, and moles will not go deeper than a certain number of inches, basically about an inch, a foot and a half is all they're going to go like that. You know. So marigold roots grow like 24 inches. So all you do is you make a fence, you know, around your things and some grid like that, and the moles go through. They come to these marigold roots. They come to more marigold roots. It's a natural fence, you know, for the moles. You know. Another technique is you take all your old plastic bottles, glass bottles, and you bury them in the ground up to the level of the earth. And then when the wind blows, it cuts across that like it makes this like sound like that, you know. And so when the moles are underground, they hear this like this stuff. This is like, you know, and they you know, spooky, they go away like that. You know? So somebody is very, and it's developed because a lot of people have been doing this for a long time now, maybe like 40 years. And if somebody, you start to discover this, it's a whole interesting thing, how to deal with this. You've got land which is just too dry, unfertile. Okay, you plant Jerusalem artichokes. Punch a hole, put the root in, and these things grow, you know, through anything. And you cut the tops off, they rot, the microorganisms move in, and you have very good soil like that, without having to do all this heavy, heavy work like that. So Sharanagati. Thanks, nice place to go. You should go. You should go. Have you been there? When? Oh, you recently, huh? Okay, yeah. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, yeah, you've seen it then. It's a good example of how things are going on, you know. Yeah, yeah, there's good aspects. I'm going to go. This time. Yeah. So, okay, so Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.